sticking a little bit with the themes of being behind bars, because drivers who kill could face life behind bars under new legislation unveiled by the government. They're now pushing for anyone causing death by speeding, street racing or using a mobile phone will join those who cause death whilst driving under the influence of drink or drugs. Well, Graham Heathcote is a solicitor with VHS Fletchers and is here for you now. Good afternoon, Graham.
Good afternoon.
So what do you make of this then?
Well, it doesn't surprise me in some ways, in that government initiatives in terms of sentencing invariably centre around making sentences potentially tougher. What it will mean in practical terms, I'm not so sure. If people think there will now be a slew of motorists who commit offences in these circumstances getting life sentences, then I think they'll be disappointed. Because the key thing is it's a maximum sentence. Just to give you by way of an example, if you were to walk out of here at the end of this programme and go to your local supermarket and steal a Mars bar, you could go to jail for 7 years. But you wouldn't expect to go to jail for 7 years for doing that. So it would be, I think it would affect a very, very tiny percentage of cases which go through the courts.
What kind of cases would those be then?
Well, I think it would revolve around, probably you gave three examples of the kind of behaviour which then leading to a fatality would come under this new umbrella of offences carrying life sentences. I think it would be several elements at the same time of that kind of driving coming together with somebody probably with a particularly significantly bad driving record or overall criminal record, all told, who might be liable for such a sentence. But the vast majority of these cases don't think will attract them at all. What? I think the reality of it, though, is that the sentencing guidelines usually, which govern typical cases, when you have an increase in sentences at the top end, the guidelines then go up at the same time. So a typical example of an offence which might attract as a starting point of, say, 18 months custody might go up to a starting point of, say, 3 years custody.
So I think that's the real... everything then just shifts up a little bit more.
That's right, yeah. I think that's where the real impact probably will be felt, I think.
How much do they see this as being a deterrent? Would it count as a deterrent to have that sentences are moving up a bit?
Well, that's the rationale behind it, I think, is to make people think, if I drive a car in these circumstances, I will get a life sentence.
Do you think that actually changes people's behaviour, though?
I think in the vast majority of cases it doesn't, but I suppose you might say if it changes people's behaviour in maybe 10 to 15% of cases, if you have a 10 to 15% drop in fatalities, you'd say that was a good outcome. So it does have that to commend it, I think, in that respect.
When these kind of changes happen, you start now looking at your workload and wondering how it's going to affect the cases that you're dealing with.
Certainly it would change the advice that I give for people committing offences of this nature. This is, say, at the top end, death by dangerous driving, you'll probably see, isn't that common a case. But in view of the guidelines going up generally for other attendant offences, then it does affect the advice which you give, which tends to be more solemn than it would have been previously, yeah. I think, for motorists.
One of the things that caught my attention with this that perhaps I hadn't really noticed before when it comes to a change in law is the fact there was a consultation, which you normally expect for a decision of the council, or you normally expect, you know, for that kind of level. Yeah. But to have a consultation on
trial,
the law, that seems a little peculiar, a bit of a difference.
It's happened for a little while now, that kind of thing. This is obviously a more headline example of it taking place, but it you do get consultations with the public on sentences if it's deemed to be an area of particular public concern and an overall concern, then views are sometimes sought, which underpins then an increase in whatever sentences then are being proposed. The public wants it, therefore we're responding to what the public says. So the argument goes.
Graham Heathcote, thank you very much for coming in. A solicitor with VHS Fletchers. It is now